Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of The Bald and the Beautiful. Woo! With Trixie Mattel and myself, today joined by the incomparable, inimitable, and Iowan?
She's a famous drag queen. She's an Iowan.
Is that Iowan?
What is the word there? Iowan?
Residents of Iowa are called what?
In Iowa,
Ewok.
Yes.
I think we just say inbred.
Yeah, I was going to say, fat fuck. Sasha Bell, aka Frisbee Jenkins.
Hi, guys. It's so exciting to see you.
I can't believe it. I have to say, before we talk about drag,
yeah,
I don't even you look so hot.
I know.
You are just so beautiful. I just can't take it.
I've got to get it on too. I don't want to be creepy or like, you know, whatever, whatever. But it's so funny. Like, you are such my type. Like, it's kind of unnerving because I never see drag queens or people who do drag, even dabble in drag, that look even like remotely what I'm interested in, you know, humping up on.
Now, this is one of those podcasts where we let you talk. Yeah. This is where we just talk about how we feel about you.
Yeah.
Wow, it's going great so far, I have to say.
Yeah. You're just going to like breathlessly shriek a lot of inappropriate things at your face right now.
People might know you from, where might they know you from?
Well, they might know me from RuPaul's Drag Race, season 7, the best season ever made.
Yeah. I think that's a general consensus. Everyone's always said that about our season. Mm-hmm,
you know, haters can really go suck it, because guess what we're all doing? Counting money, cashing checks.
Yeah. At least I know that the residuals from season 7 are so strong that, I mean, I don't even work anymore.
Yeah. Imagine if we did get residuals. That would be really lovely.
The only residuals we get are emotional residuals.
Trauma. Yeah. So where are you talking to us from right now?
In Puerto Vallarta.
What'd you say?
Are you in Puerto Vallarta? The super spreader tea dance in Puerto Vallarta.
I'm at the bottom of the ocean in Puerto Vallarta. I can't say that word.
Were you in that sinking ship, sis?
Have you seen all the memes for that?
No.
You don't know about the party boat that went down?
I don't know about the party boat.
What? A party boat of gays went down in the ocean.
Did they drown?
They didn't. No one was harmed.
They absolutely drowned. Did you see that? Did you see that meme of Titanic where the Kate Winslet's mom is like, "Will the boats be sorted according to followers?"
It's really fierce. Can I ask, as a hot white gay, wow, did you have an inclination to go to Puerto Vallarta?
I guess I missed my invite in the mail. I don't know. I would love to.
No, like Speedo sponsorship got you out in like a Hawken whatever on it.
Do you get the free underwear nowadays?
I actually just, I got Cell Block. They make like harnesses and stuff. I put up a couple pictures because I had bought some stuff from them and they sent me some free shit. So I love their stuff.
I love once in a while when you get free things
I never ever get free stuff.
You really don't?
No.
This is your call to action.
Well, I don't open the mail, though. Do you have to open the mail? Actually, no, I get free makeup stuff, but I would love to, like, it'd be nice to come home to a free pair of pants that fit well.
Yeah. Or a new, come home to a home. Yeah. It'd be nice to come home to a home.
Yeah. We're like, yeah.
Now, this show's called The Bald and the Beautiful. We are the bald.
Guess what you are?
The beautiful.
Oh, yes. Guys, thank you. Wow.
So how old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah. Will you date us?
Yeah, yeah. Are you seeing anybody?
Would you date me? I am 34.
That's a great age.
A great age. I could have, you know, almost a kid out of high school if I would have been a straight man who had sex during high school.
17-year-old.
Yeah.
Can you imagine having
you could have had a kid out of high school, but you would have had to go all the way to the elementary school, pick one out.
I actually did have sex with women in high school.
Interesting.
Talk about it.
It didn't go well, though. But
one of the times was an attractor.
Let me ask you this. So, like, I find that a lot of gay people who've dated women, they kind of leave that life with they have a misogynistic, like, aftertaste in their mouth. You know what I mean? Like, and I've never really understood that. Like, I get the fact that you don't want to have sex with a woman, but it's not disgusting.
Yeah. How do you feel about it?
No, it wasn't disgusting. It just was. It was a lot of pressure, you know, and it was like the pressure of my family being like, you know, why don't you have a girlfriend? You know? So I was doing it for all the wrong reasons. So, I mean, yeah, I'm definitely into men, but I would never say women are disgusting or anything.
Yeah. I know a lot of people like in the Midwest, like from that kind of like a conservative family, their parents watch you have sex with the girl to make sure you're not gay.
I thought you were serious for like half of that. You see my eyes? I was like,
It's an Iowa thing.
They need that visual confirmation.
One of my ex-boyfriends, he was going down on a girl in high school and he started crying. He cried into her pussy.
Oh.
Which I'm sure felt fine.
No way.
Well, lubricant support.
You know.
Lubricant.
Yeah, it was serious.
Wow.
When we talk about you being beautiful, I think we accidentally make it sound like you were this gut bucket pig from hell.
This is not a Princess Diaries thing or whatever. You know?
It's not an extreme home makeover. It's not a she's all that.
But I mean, you're. What would you describe? I would describe you as like a sexy, beefy daddy type. Is that not accurate?
I'll take that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Absolutely.
With a very full mustache.
Now, as a professional porn person, can I ask, if I watch POV porn about being molested by your father, am I reliving trauma or am I taking back the night? I'll take my answer off the air.
Just hang up and never come back.
Carla, where are the angels, Carla? Let's take it back before, let's start on your journey.
Yeah.
Before we knew you on the drag race, you are from the legendary family of Bell. Tell us about the girls.
Oh my God.
Yes. So, my drag mother, Pretty Bell, she lives in Cedar Rapids here in Iowa.
Pretty Bell.
Pretty Bell.
Pretty Bell.
Pretty Bell. And she is hilarious. She owns the bar in Cedar Rapids and, she's just a big comedy queen. So I was her daughter I'm her daughter. And then I had 1 million daughters.
Is that like 1 million moms?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm the original team mom. So, you know,
wait, how did you become a mother of so many? What's that process? Is there paperwork involved?
There's a lot of paperwork.
What does that mean for real, though?
Because we don't have drag families. Tell us about that.
Yeah. You guys don't?
Do you approach a young gay in the club and go like, you want to come put on a wig?
Yeah. I don't anymore because, you know, everyone does drag. But the town I live in, Iowa City, it's the University of Iowa. And so it's always kids cycling in and cycling out. So and that's really been hard, like getting really close to people and they graduate and move on.
So it's like you have all these children and then they all die.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm like... They move on. I'm like, what's her name in Pose, where her kids left her house. That's me every year. Mm. So I lose kids, but then we have a new crop of, you know, freshmen that come, and they start showing up at the club, and it's cool to see brand new kids watch drag, some for the first time ever, you know, or they've been watching like Drag Race and now they can finally, they're old enough to go to a bar and see it. And it's just, you could see them in the audience and they're like, and you're like, oh they love it. That's going to be one right there.
They're like, you know, the mark of like a drag queen to be is the gay guy who's sitting watching the drag show, mouthing every word in like a pose.
Yeah. The ones who are a little bit too keen to get on stage and like, you know, jump into a split or whatever.
Yeah, and like while they tip you, they hold on a little long. And one of your rings is gone. You're like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Do you ever turn them gay on purpose, or does that just always happens?
On purpose, absolutely.
That's it. Is it a college town where you are?
Yeah.
Oh, do you dabble? Do you stick your pen in the company ink?
The company ink.
Unless you work at the college, I don't think that makes sense. But do you get, because your daddy's status, do you get the little 20-year-olds like,
oh, I know. They must go nuts for that.
Actually, I haven't. I feel like, I don't know. I think people see me as the drag queen who was on Drag Race. And so a lot of the young gays who come to the club, they're more like, tell us about Drag Race. They're not like, oh, hey, you know, and I'm usually, if I'm at the bar, I'm in drag. So they're not like, hey, looking good, you know.
Do they even recognize you? Because like from following you for so long, you switch up your looks a lot.
Yeah.
Like you do different skin color, like yellow, pink, like different hair colors all the time. And your drag has changed a lot. Do they still clock you all the time?
What do you mean by clock?
Like, obviously, 5 years ago, fresh off television, it was exactly you.
But oh, got you. Your like, drag changes. Recognize me.
Hasn't it been longer than 5 years?
I don't. It's been 84 years.
It's been 84 years. no, yeah, it was definitely a lot more. You know, when we were off of it, but
yeah.
I don't know. It must be an Iowa thing, like. You know, kids just must, they must spread the word that there was that one queen from Iowa who made it, because when they come to Iowa City, they know who I am.
My God.
And they're like, can you tell me about Drag Race? Was RuPaul nice?
Oh my God. No, she was not. What about, how many other bells are there? Because my favorite one, of course, is Gina.
Gina, the Facebook troll of the century.
From
hell.
I just love the idea, especially with drag names, because often they're so unremarkable. But I love the, like, you just know that she has to correct everybody.
Oh my God.
Who sees it in print. It's like, Gina. It's Gina.
It's Gina. Oh my God. She moved to Chicago. And
that's right, she did.
Yeah, good for her.
And she's going to be walking up and down the streets of Chicago, flipping that hair, knowing that she was mentioned on this podcast.
And then Mai Ling is your daughter, right?
Yep.
I keep track of all the girls.
Wait, Mai Ling with the legs?
Short
Does
legs.
Does she have legs?
That's a different Ling. Never mind. I'm thinking of somebody else.
She's the show director.
You're thinking of Gabby Douglas. You're thinking of Olympian Gabby Douglas.
Did she go to the London Olympics in 2012?
Did your daughter do a floor routine at the Olympics?
Oh my God.
You're show director. I mean, you're like the legendary mother of the house of your region, big time.
Mai Ling took over as show director when I went on Drag Race, and I got back and she's like, you ready to start doing the schedule again? And I said, absolutely not. You go, girl.
Oh my God. You know, you
people get mad.
Don't you think it's sort of like you want the power until you get it? You're doing numbers? That was a little more fun.
I don't even want the power.
Oh my God. And people get so mad when you make the schedule. Like, it is personal if they don't get six bookings a month, you know?
Wow. Do you ever like get back at people, wield your power in like a, you know, a revengeful way or whatever? Pretty like nice though. You're like a nice, caring matriarch, I bet.
Yeah, I think the only time I really kind of reprimanded people is if they were late to shows. Oh, I hate that.
Neither of us like lateness. Yeah. We're never late.
I'm not late. Not really. How late has someone been the latest? that you've let them still work in the show?
On a scale from Shangela to Valentina, how late?
Like, I'm talking minutes. Like, if the show started at 8.
Do you ever have someone walk in so late that you're like, well, you're not going on? Have you ever pulled that?
I have told someone that they are not, we're skipping your first number because they were still like putting a wig on. And I'm like, I'm done because I was emceeing and I'm like, I can't, you know, go on anymore. God.
I think that's fair.
It's crazy. We used to have this like, okay, so the show was at, let's say the Overture went on at 8 o'clock and then the first number was like at 8:30. The one queen would show up at 7:59.
She'd really pull a stunt.
She would pull a stunt and she would say, I'll be ready for the show. Like, I'll be ready. And she would go on, like, you know, miss the first three bars of her song, but out there and not looking good.
There
like,
isn't.
Not looking good. Not ready. You look like shit. You have like a shitty
and that
wig
person,
on.
Roxy Andrews. No, I'm just kidding. There is that personality type at a drag show that's like fully no bra on, being like, start the track.
Yeah,
go ahead. It's almost like a personal, like, I'm going to prove to everyone here that
but
I will be ready.
They never prove it, though. They never prove it. They always miss, like, the first few lines of the song. And I'm like, well, you didn't do it.
I would have an anxiety attack. Like, I grew up with a million kids in my house, and because of that, we were late for everything. So that's it kills me to be late.
I don't understand this whole thing. Like, you're a lip syncer. Mm-hmm. So you fail if you're not out there when there's music on.
Well, the job is so barely a job to begin with. You have to be out there moving your mouth.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be like, it has to be when it's happening.
Yeah.
Not exactly. You know what I mean? You want that.
Yeah.
But if you're not in the vicinity, you completely failed.
Honestly, don't you think on a local level for the girls just starting out, things like professionalism and punctuality is so much more important to me as a show director than actually what you're doing out there.
Yeah, because as a show director, you're like, you're making sure the people who call in sick or get covered or whatever.
And what do you think?
Well, I think I agree. And I also think like what you do with the audience, like after the show, because we make it a point, if we're booking you, like you need to stick around for an hour or two and kind of socialize and make people want to come back again. You know.
That is a big part of it.
I hated that part. Taking pictures with them.
Yeah.
Because there was one hot girl on the show and she would always get all the attention. And then we were the dogs. Or I was the dog.
Who was the hot girl?
Destiny.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, we want pictures with her.
Yeah. And I'd be right there.
You're doing a split like, on a vending machine. Like, what about me?
But every, like literally people pushing me out of the way to get to her. It's so humiliating.
Fina cackling as you hit the ground.
Yeah. She's the one pushing me.
So you did Drag Race. We all had a lovely season 7 experience. None of us won, which was a great weight off the chest.
Lovely guy.
Great. A huge weight off the chest. Wow. I couldn't bear it.
You know who I just talked to? Tempest Azure called me out of the blue the other day was updating me on all her ducks, geese, and dolphins and all the shit she has.
And like she had an emu that got eaten by a lobster or something.
She is Animal Hoarders. Tempest Azure is Animal Hoarders.
What was it? She
was like, my emu died. I was like, what?
And it was eaten by a rescue dog.
Yeah, it was like eaten by her rescue dog.
You're lying.
I'm dead serious.
It's Dr. Doolittle.
You and Tempest have had different trajectories with your careers. She's homing displaced ducks. And you're
showing your hole on Twitter.com.
Exactly. Yeah, can we get into it?
I gotta get into it. Just gotta get into it.
After season 7, how long would you say before you started your sort of, I will say, a little bit under the radar at first,
Tom Selleck transformation?
Yeah, when did you start your transformation?
Well, I didn't have the best trajectory on Drag Race, and I kind of ate.
Depends who you ask.
What's that?
Depends who you ask.
Well,
I think you did wonderful.
It did not go well for me, and we toured, and I kind of didn't like how touring was going for me, and kind of how people acted at shows. And it was,
that hasn't improved, by the way.
Yeah, that's just gotten worse.
Well, I mean, like, even like right at the premieres, I had fun at the premieres, but I had to definitely take the audience's response and kind of put it to the side, because I remember we were in Chicago and I'm a Midwest queen, so I was hurt by this, and we were watching the premiere, and when I was safe and Tempest and Jasmine or Tempest and Candy were in the bottom and I was safe, like, they booed.
Oh my god, no. And you were in the room. No, oh my god.
And they knew I was there. They knew I was there because they had already introduced us. So they booed knowing I was in the building. And then we had to go out and perform afterwards. And they just glared at me.
Oh my god. Just evil. Like you just killed a kid. Like you killed somebody's kid right on TV.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my god. If I could turn back time and get eliminated first, I would have done it because at least my picture would have been featured, you know, in this latest premiere.
I'm the poor chop loading dock, sis. I'm just a poor chop loading dock, sir.
I'm like, what did they want me to do? I should have been like, do not send Tempest home. I volunteer.
Yeah.
I messed up. My bra strap showed.
Yeah, you're right. Everyone should win, and I'm gonna kill myself. Goodbye.
I love that.
But then, so I mean, like, I wasn't really happy with, you know, the response I was getting, and I was just eating everything in sight, and I got big, which is not really. I don't think there's anything wrong with being big, but I didn't like how I felt, and I decided that I was just gonna start working my ass off, and I was the cardio queen, running like 3 to 7 miles a day, doing kickboxing, and then still going to the gym after that. And
are you serious?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
It showed.
Yeah. I mean, I remember watching the progress, but I didn't know you did all that.
Well,
it seemed like you made it happen relatively quickly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I was healthy about it, you know, like I ate right and I worked out and I had a trainer and, you know, but the thing is I got really skinny and I was healthy skinny, but I thought I looked sick. I thought I looked not well. And, some people look really hot,
you know,
that skinny, but not me. It wasn't right for me.
Do you know like numbers, like how much weight, like were you at your heaviest, if you're comfortable, of course,
because people don't know you're about six, one.
Yeah. You're
just six.
Oh, really?
She's a great big fat person.
So Frederica, did Stacey ever mention a weight that
yeah, what was your I'm too skinny weight?
And what was your I'm too large weight? And we don't have to include it. I'm just personally.
Well, it's kind of funny because before, you know, like until I was 25, I was like 160, 165. Which
for 6 feet, that's skinny.
That is
very skinny.
That's really skinny.
But yeah. I ate like crazy. Like if my, you know, in high school, if my mom made spaghetti, I'm eating 4 plates. It's just, that was my metabolism. And then it finally slowed down like a couple years before I got on Drag Race.
The rest of the family ate the spaghetti. You ate the plates.
I ate the plates.
So what was the heaviest?
Right now is the heaviest. I'm like 255.
That's great.
Are you in like bulk mode right now, sis?
Yeah.
Because
you
have to, at your level, once you're like past a certain point of fitness, you have to do the phases, right? Of back and forth.
Oh, yeah. You'll get shot in the street by.
you
don't do the phases.
That's very LA. To. She's not chubby. She's bulking. I've been bulking for about 16 years.
Yeah. Waiting for the
when
big.
I lose it all, y'all can't take me.
Yeah, I'll be dead.
We're going to take a break. Oh my God.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
And we're back.
Hey.
Because I have to say, it was just your body. When your first kind of like reveals pictures came out, it was your fucking body is amazing.
And I got to say,
wow.
I've been looking at your Twitter.com profile.
We did our research.
And Mary, like, I was like, oh, shit. Wow. Okay. Like, you really... I was like,
The things you can't work out also are great. The things you can't grow through exercise.
You got a great ass.
Thank you.
Great ass.
Wow. Are you okay with us talking explicitly about your beautiful body?
Yeah, you don't. And also...
I prefer it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay,
good, thank good. You so much.
I mean, you're a wonderful drag queen, and I'm just happy that...
Yeah, blah, 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 drag, whatever.
It's fun. When we talk about beauty, we talk about, like, you should be happy with the body you have. If it's like super thin, super chubby, somewhere in the middle, you should still love it. So like, when did you start to reach your like, I'm sickening body status?
And did you reach that? Because I don't, you know, don't let her put her words into your mouth.
I think it was like when I started OnlyFans. Like I was proud of myself when I had lost all that weight and was super fit. And then I was proud of myself when I put on all that muscle. But I still was like, well, I could do this. I could do that. You know, I could do this much more. And that's still in the back of my head. But when I started my OnlyFans, you know, at first I was panicked. And I'm like, oh, God, this is going to be terrible. And but then everybody was so nice and great about it and horny. And but then it was like, oh, my God, yeah, I'm okay. Like, okay, like. What, you know, like, yes, I'm going to continue to work out and see how much buffer I can get, but I'm proud of myself. And the cool thing about when I started the OnlyFans is that I no longer gave a shit, and I've never had that feeling in my life. And I, like, my give a damn is broken. Like, I don't give a damn anymore. And I wish I had that mentality like when I was on Drag Race, because I walk in and said my lines and people were like, oh, okay. And then I immediately was like, what's wrong? Or like if I do a show and one person in the audience is looking at me weird, I'd be like, what's going on? Is my hair falling off? Do they not like this number? Like what's, and I didn't realize I was doing it. I always just thought, I don't get nervous, you know, and it wasn't like insane nerves, but I didn't realize I did that until this. And now I go out and do a show now and I'm like, who cares? Like, they've all seen me naked, I'm sure.
Like if your tuck pops, you're like, they've seen it.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll tip more.
Yeah. How long did it take you to sort of develop that attitude when from the start of your OnlyFans? Like, was it immediate or... And was it from the support of like the Fatla, your fans, whatever?
It was probably, it was probably like 2 days.
Oh my God.
Like it was just so insane when I kicked it off that I was like, I was expecting like 10 followers, you know? So when
I quit because of her.
You quit what?
I quit OnlyFans because of her.
Because you had to. You shut it down.
I had to. I was like, I can't compete with Sasha. I'm just shutting mine down.
I have to say, drag queens are never seen as attractive to anyone. No. And that's why I like it. It's sort of like, you're the only person who's extremely hot and doing drag that I'm rooting for.
You're the only fuckable hero in drag.
Yeah, honestly. Because it's almost like you're a veteran drag queen. And it's interesting that this new venture has made you like a better drag queen. Do you know what I mean?
It's crazy. Thank you. I mean, thank you for that. I mean, maybe I sound vain when I say this, but I agree. Like, I feel like I'm more free and creative now in my drag that I don't give a fuck anymore, you know?
Yeah. And when you say like, don't give a fuck, it's really just like, you don't have hangups or you don't
I think she means that.
Oh, that's it.
I'm obsessed with this picture.
Bimini Bambalash.
If you guys all need to go to Sasha Bell's. It's Sasha Bell with a Y, her Instagram, because the way you incorporate your mustache into your drag looks is so brazen, because your mustache is so big.
It's big.
And so dark.
It's Tom Selleck from Magnum P.I. It is literally Tom Selleck. You got to do that as a little cosplay come Halloween time on the OnlyFans.
Oh, those my shorty God.
Shorts. Just your ass eating them up.
I'll lip sync to Tom Selleck.
There you go.
Can I ask? I don't think people normally at a bar, let's say, see drag queens as sexual in any way. When you became like the body type you are now, did you notice the boys were different to you?
Mm. When I'm in drag?
No, like out of drag. Yeah. Like, were you suddenly like, am I sexual to everyone? Is everyone just restraining themselves from trying to fuck me at all times?
Do you have a Trixie level of delusion about your sex appeal in that you can't, you're like, wow, people are really doing a great job of not coming
because when I enter the room. Yeah. I just mean like, okay, people are fans of you from drag. Great. Yeah. How did your DMs change, let's say, in the past couple of years?
So online it's changed, but in person, I don't. That's what I was saying earlier. If people are different in person, I'm oblivious to it. I don't catch up on, or I don't.
You don't see all them people jerking off?
She's a Midwesterner. I bet all your as a Midwesterner, I'm sure all your girlfriends, the drag queens, are like, you're always going to be a disgusting cunt to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm not one of your school friends. Katya, I walk fast too, so maybe I walk through the room too fast to catch them jerking off. But The DMs, I mean, that's been crazy. And they're so funny too. Like, cause
what are some of
they will a lot of them will comment on how hot I am, but then how much they hate Frisbee. So they'd be like,
You're kidding.
They'd be like, wow, you are so hot, but why the mustache and drag?
Wow. Well, I noticed that on you say very clearly and with capital letters, this is not a drag account or whatever. You know what I mean? You separate them and make that clear distinction because people seem to be looking for one or the other and not both.
I really like your drag. I don't mean to say it like I liked it. Because one time someone's mom came up to me after a show and I had really bombed that night and she went, I liked it. Yeah. But I mean, like, you look different in drag a lot. You do all different colors, like looks all the time.
Yeah, I get an eclectic look.
Thank you. I mean, yeah, before it was like the big thing about Iowa City before Drag Race, like BR before RuPaul was like, it was just pageant. It was pageant. Everybody did pageant. And I started, Trixie, you know this, I started as Frisbee Jenkins. That was my first name. And I was like, I'm a comedy queen. And then all the drag queens there were like, Myrna, listen.
I'm sorry. That was so funny.
And they were like, Myrna, listen, if you won't be taken seriously in the art of female impersonation, then you need to do pageants and you need to have a more sensible name. And so I changed my name to Sasha.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
Sasha and Bell is a very sexy kind of fun drag.
Sounds like a porn star.
Yeah.
Sounds like a porn.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I had fun as Sasha, and, you know, I like that kind of drag too, where it's just, like, very, like, Gina Bell drag, you know, big hair and, you know, flipping your hair, dancing. Well, she don't dance, but, you know, like, that kind of drag. I love watching it, but it was very, like, I was anxiety ridden doing that drag, you know, and I was on the show as well. And I think if I would have walked in with the goddamn mustache on my face and, you know, was Frisbee, I think I would have had more fun and not, you know, second guess myself and everything, you know?
Would you do it again as Frisbee?
Absolutely.
That would be great.
Do you remember when you came out as hot, which is really brave, by the way, and everybody was like, you should do Pit Stop. Would you do Pit Stop? Nope. Pit Crew. Sorry. Would you do Pit Crew? I'm not offering you my job.
That would be so fierce. Pit Crew.
Yeah, would you do Pit Crew? The first queen to do Pit Crew?
Sure, why not? Yeah, it seems like a fun gig. Yeah.
Yeah.
They do enjoy it. I think it's a fun little part-time gig. And I've done some prides with like Jason and Bryce, and they're so funny because they'll do like meet and greets and like... Yeah.
I would have them switch the costume though. Shoes, but no Speedos.
I would.
Are they barefoot?
They're fucking barefoot. It stresses
me
out.
So cold in there.
Stresses me out.
Yeah.
Like, so just pins on the ground?
For just the price of a cup of coffee a day, you could put shoes on the feet of the pit crew.
They don't have them, you know, the Coming to America sweepers, like going, you know what I mean? Like, they need to sweep the path so that those little poor men don't get
in the arms of the angels. Yeah. No,
how did you think of...
I think I would struggle with it because those studios are so cold.
Oh,
I remember
freezing.
When we were doing our promo look, I was in that latex, which makes you sweat normally. And I was holding that tray of cupcakes and I was like... And they're all productions all in their winter coats and stuff. And I'm like, can we turn the goddamn heat on, please?
Hollywood Center Studios.
Love it. Yeah, a crisp 32 degrees always.
Ugh. Always.
Yeah.
I live just a few blocks from that studio. And whenever I like jog by it, it's always so surreal.
Yeah.
To be like, that is where we shot season
7. And you mentioned the promo day that we did the promo for season 7. You know, that did not age well, I would say.
Can we be vulnerable on this day? If you want to talk beauty, the bald and the beautiful, to follow season 6, which was glitter cannons and RuPaul turns into a panther.
Yeah.
And like, what did we get?
Vignette. They had like personalized vignettes, sometimes multiple vignettes.
Somebody lied to her several times.
Somebody lied. I remember walking out and seeing just that white screen or backdrop or whatever. And I was like, so you guys like gonna like something?
Like, when are we building the set? Basically, I would let season 7 know that she's
a fat
cunt.
Yeah, I can't. It was very. You walk out to a white wall and you're like, oh, they're gonna pop off in post.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah. No, Mary. Nothing.
And then
of
they
the
said,
sort.
We want you to walk in several times. That's all that happened.
They fed you a corny line, and then they said, yeah, we're gonna shoot you flat white.
You guys were the morning group, too, I remember.
Oh, my God, that was
like the 8 a.m. call time. Remember?
Oh, yeah, but I loved that. It was a fun day. We all looked like shit.
Yeah, that's
hammered
why
shit.
Pearl, one of the most beautiful drag queens ever, did not have a good showing that day.
No,
but it
didn't shave her beard. Didn't shave her beard. Talk about bravery.
No.
Talk about bravery. That bitch looked toe up.
And we only say that because she literally transcends.
So gorgeous, yeah. In and out of drag.
Her nowadays, we got to get her on the pod.
She's too busy in the woods, Mary.
Girl,
conjuring.
In the woods.
She's
the
in the
Conjuring.
Woods.
She's the Conjuring.
She's the Conjuring 3.
I love to keep up with the girls. How did you think of Frisbee Jenkins?
Reno 911, there was a character
Please
named
say
Frisbee.
You were playing Frisbee one day.
And I liked it. And I don't remember where I got Jenkins, but
you know, that's an inspiring tale. I'm glad you put so much thought behind it and really, really created that. That's like, I love Trinity Taylor. I asked her why she's named Trinity, and she said, because I started drag around the time The Matrix came out. And I was like, okay, don't tell anybody that. Please. Please don't tell anybody that. Can you believe? Oh. There's this iconic, beautiful, beautiful pageant queen in Milwaukee, and her name is Betty Boop. And I always was like, you really just picked
that
name.
Yeah.
What's your drag name?
Sharon
Dusty
Stone.
Dusty Springfield.
Yes.
You know, what's your drag name? Michelle Obama.
Can't ever Google her.
Can't Google her.
Can't find her. She's a treat if you see her.
Unfindable. So you get to make all your own content. You've never had to do porn with the studios.
Yeah, I wanna ask you about this. Like, do you ever feel
like a plastic bag?
Like a plastic bag.
Do you remember that was her number?
Sailing through the wind.
Over and over.
Yeah,
and
oh
plastic
my God.
Bag. Plastic
so
bag.
And I'm just in so denim funny. Overalls next to Miss Fame, who's, you know, in couture at the premiere.
That's all she was doing.
On the top
oh,
of
yeah.
the...
Didn't you do like a Minions look?
Yeah.
You were in like denim overalls, like a yellow shirt.
Yeah. Glamour. Glamour.
Yeah.
Glamour. Iowan glamour.
That's the pageant Iowa. That's the Iowa pageant system. Denim overalls, sis.
That's a category.
That's the Pretty Bell mystique.
The Pretty Bell mystique.
Oh my God. Oh. Wait, I want to ask you. So what have you, what are you like? Trying to think of like a sensitive, not dipshitty way to ask this. Like, what are your limits on posting an OnlyFans? Are there like things that you would not, how do I say this? Like, what are you most
like, what's your boundaries?
Yeah.
Like, what are your boundaries with OnlyFans?
Yeah, like, how do you approach that? Is it kind of like whatever you feel like doing and you just do it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things I see on Twitter where I'm like, you know, you're like, ooh, who's this Twitter account? And then you go there and then you see someone like getting fisted. That hurts my heart to see someone get fisted. So that's a no for me. Okay. I'm sorry. But
it's a no
to
for
anybody
me, dog.
Who likes getting fisted. That is great. But it makes, you know, my heart hurt. I that's a lot.
You know who? I was asking Angina about fisting once on the cruise. And she was like, I've done it. And I was like, do they like it? She said, yeah, because my arm's so little, I can just, That's what she said.
I believe that's what she does. That's the sensitivity that she like brings to the...
You know, but if you want to start fisting, Angina is a great place
to
start.
She's a great training wheel.
Training wheel, yes. This grown man, you could kill someone.
Yeah. It's so funny that you mentioned that because like half of my friends are like, they take the whole thing up their ass.
Ooh, yeah. I mean... Good for them, you know. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. I can't watch it though.
Yeah.
It looks so painful.
It's asking extreme. A lot. It's asking
it's,
a lot.
Yeah, it's extreme.
And if it wasn't extreme, people wouldn't be as into it. So I think it's okay to admit that it's purposefully a little shocking.
And a lot of that like pleasure is about limits, pushing limits and whatever.
Yeah.
I don't get it personally.
Sounding? No.
Oh, I see. I can't even talk about that.
It's like I will unfollow someone because I can't see that. I'm like
it.
You're giving yourself a catheter. Why?
Well,
but
sometimes
I mean, kudos to the people that love it. You know, that's
then. I mean, I have to say, in the defense of those people, I didn't like grow up jerking off to anal sex. That didn't sound like something that would feel good either.
True. Mm. Or
yes.
Or eating ass.
I just have the visceral response to it.
Eating ass was disgusting to me when I would like first came out, you know, and now it's really? Like, if that's not that's in a porno I'm watching, I'm like, why bother?
Yeah.
I want to see
one
it.
Star review.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, so, I mean, maybe someday I'll be sounding and fisting.
Maybe someday I'll be sounding and fisted. The Sound of Music with Frisbee Jenkins. Holy shit.
And the music's just your fucking huge blown out cow pussy ass just like.
We're going to take a break.
Okay.
And we're back with the incredible Frisbee Jenkins. What's your boy name?
Oh, yeah. I have no idea.
Mine, Jared.
Jared. Oh, I did know that.
It can only be Jared.
I was afraid you were going to be another Brian.
Oh, God.
I wish.
Because we're both Brian.
You could be Brian with a Y. How do you spell Jared?
J-A-R-E-D, the right way.
Okay. And then what was just the last four of your socials?
What are your hopes and dreams in the year? What do you want to do with your drag and adult film career?
Oh, wow. Okay, so...
You fucking drag.
That's a great question. Well, I just bought a house. I got a lot more space now.
Oh, cool.
So. For fucking and drag.
You put on that wig and you fuck the man.
I got more room now, so I want to set up like a studio and get my YouTube going again. We haven't made anything in a while. We want to make another Real Drag Wives of Iowa City. You guys should check it out on YouTube.
I had so much fun doing the drunk makeover with you guys like so many years ago.
Oh, those were so fun. The ginger one, she was so
trashed. Trashed.
Oh,
yeah.
She threw up. She threw up in the trash can.
Yeah, that's
in the middle of
probably
it.
The least disgusting thing she did. That.
Do you remember her face? Do you remember when you go, we're gonna do white on the bottom, like. It's going to be like Trixie Mattel, and she looked right at the camera, and her eyes were really wide. And then she threw up. Love it. Those drunk ones were so fun. You still get great. Into the drinking? You still do the binge drinking on a regular basis?
Sure, yeah.
I love that about you.
Yeah, keep it.
I had so much fun. Remember, I came to do Iowa. Is it called The Garden? The club? Studio 13. Yes. Me and Kim came once. Remember at Pride's a few years ago? And there was that incredible Cher. Her name is Cass something. No. Anyway.
Oh, Candy.
Candy. Yes, it's Candy. That was Candy such Stratton, a fun gig. You guys have a good energy. down there.
Great energy.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, like, yeah, that's why when I kind of got sick of touring or, you know, after Drag Race, I was like, I just kind of want to be home with my girls, you know, because
yeah,
they're awesome, you know, and it's like, you guys were talking about with Violet on your last podcast about touring by yourself.
Mm.
It was hard for me, like, to be in an airport all day long and then they take you to your hotel and you get ready there by yourself. Like, every place I went, I was like, can I get ready at the bar? Do the girls get ready at the bar? Like,
yeah.
And then they think you're weird or something, or I don't know. It's like, it's strange.
Yeah. It's a different thing. Having your camaraderie of like seeing the same girls, it makes you like, I don't know. I used to get more excited to get ready than to actually do the show.
Well, yeah. Also, yeah. Because like, you're not, drag was never like a high paying, like, thing. No. So it was always about the experience, the fun of it. If it like, you know, when it's not fun, it's really like kind of bizarre.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
Yeah. It's also weird to jump out there and get on a mic when you've been by yourself for 10 hours, you know? Yes. So it's like when you're shooting the shit with, you know, all the entertainers backstage, yeah, and you know, it keeps your wit up, you know, it keeps you on your toes. I like it.
Yeah. Andy, I always remember the bar more and like remember the city more. And I like to leave the bar and feeling like I know a couple of the people there.
Yeah. With some cherished memories to take home. Oh, well, Jared, Sasha, Frisbee. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining us.
That's the name on her birth certificate.
Jared, Sasha, Jared, Frisbee. Sasha, Frisbee.
Please let everybody know where they can find your drag or healthy helping of nudity.
Dick, balls, and ass.
Dick, balls, and ass.
Where can they see them? Dick, balls, and ass. Yeah.
Oh, you saw that post, huh?
Sure did.
Which one?
You can find me on Instagram at Sasha Belly. It's just Sasha Bell with a Y at the end. I would change it to Frisbee, but they won't let me on Insta. And thanks, Twitter. So oh, God, what's the Twitter name?
XXL Sasha. Jesus Christ.
XXL Sasha.
I got it bookmarked.
have you ever had sex in drag?
No,
would
ma'am.
You be open to it?
Well.
She sounds like she loves
pause
it.
Pause that says it all. The long pause and then the smacking of the lips and then going, well. Like I'm asking you to put a gun up your ass.
Rarely is that going to be followed by, yes, absolutely, I would.
Well, you know, Myrna, I haven't tried that yet, you know, I don't know. Oh my God. It would be, I mean, that just sounds like a lot of work. It's already so much work getting up and drag. Yeah. And then to have sex on top of it, that sounds like I need a vacation after.
Yeah. Yeah, and like, what if he's fucking you and he's like, oh, Frisbee, you know, does it take you out of it? Oh, Frisbee. You know? Call me Frisbee.
I like, you know, sometimes the drag girls would like change their like, you know, hooking up name, but to something very similar to their stage name. What if you did Frisbee?
Frisky Jansen. Frisky Jansen.
Fist me Jenkins.
That's it's just
Kati,
a suggestion.
What do they call you? What's the name that's close to Kati?
Katie girl.
Katie Zelinsky.
Katie Couric over here.
Katie Bonaducci. Oh,
and I would be Trixie Mattel.
Tracy.
Yeah, Tracy Martel.
Tracy. Yeah, Tracy Martel.
Easy.
Yeah.
Toby Maguire.
Yeah.
My porn name will be Toby Maguire when I switch to OnlyFans. When I do scenes.
I don't think OnlyFans.
No, because people will be like, I'm going to Google Toby Maguire nude, and then they'll get me.
Oh, it's just you.
And after they got their card information, guess what? Bald faggy fuck.
Can't cancel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. My God. How about,
Katia,
so you please do the Magnum PI cosplay. That would be great.
I will.
Okay.
Hey, I tagged you in a post today. Someone made sleeves for your feet. And there were toes on it.
What now?
It looked like something you'd like.
Yeah, the sheer illusion.
With the toenails.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm on it. I'm on all the latest feet and arm technology. I'm abreast.
Have you guys ever seen the drag queen nude bodysuits that have the airbrushed toes?
Yeah. And also panty toes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One time I was at a gig in Madison, Wisconsin, and this queen, Amala Yuleta was her name. And she was wearing one of those suits to do like a nude illusion and no shoes on. And before she goes on stage, they go, you want to put some shoes on? And she goes, oh, girl, I don't need shoes for this. And you hear Kim from the back 40 go, no shoes. Like, Kim was so scandalized that a drag queen would go on the stage with no shoes.
Well, it's also, it's disgusting.
Well, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
I just love you. I'm so happy you could come on. Yeah. Congratulations to all of your journey.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. No, I appreciate you guys having me. It's good to see you.
Yeah, and I, along with many fans, will continue to look forward to seeing pictures of your cock, balls, and ass, and dick.
Dick, balls, ass, titty, and hole.
Thank you, Sasha.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.